Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud Radio Network. You know, we are noticing a lot of double standards in the liberal media about what is happening in this country. Illegals are flooding the border and a record number of kids are being held in cages, but the activists are silent. When President Trump promised Operation Warp Speed would be a success, the media doubted the credibility of the COVID vaccine. Now that 40% of America is vaccinated compared to just 10% of Europe, they pretend Biden is the savior. When the grocery store or Capitol were attacked by Islamic extremists, they sat there with egg on their face after they had already rushed to judgment that it would be a white supremacist, just to name a few examples. How are you doing tonight, Rob, and how's it going?
Hey, Matt, it is going great. Everything that you said is so true. But before I delve into that, I want to say, welcome our guest, all the new viewers and the old viewers. We are now on a new platform, America Out Loud Radio. It's Rob and Andrew After Dark. I hope that you are joining us. We want you to join us. You better join us, and you better get your friends and tell them to join us, because it is going to be the same right in your face analysis that we've had previously. Now it's on a much wider and larger viewership. So you better get out there and you better join us, because we are going to break it down. Not only that, the guest that we have lined up, Andrew, I mean, we're ready to rock this baby. We're ready to rock it hard. We've already had one ass-kicking guest on, King Randall. I mean, and he rocked it. And now we're looking at having Juanita Broderick. We're looking at having Fernando Mateo, who's running for mayor of New York City. We're going to get to the bottom of as to what he's trying to do. Who knows? We might even have on Michael Loftus again. We're going to definitely have on Michael Johns. I know you guys know him, who was the speechwriter, the White House, also co-founder of the Tea Party. Andrew, I'm ready to rock and roll, because it's time we blow the lid off of this mother, okay? We are going to knock it out of the ballpark. After Dark, Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Radio. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I'm really excited about what we have planned for this new network that we will be on, America Out Loud, celebrating their fifth anniversary. This big relaunch of tons of new shows. It's going to be really great, and a lot of exciting stuff coming out of the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
So let's just get back to your opening. You said quite a lot there. And this is from a man, Andrew, who usually doesn't say quite a lot, but this time he opened up with a bang, talking about the illegal aliens that are coming here. Now, I know some people say, well, don't say illegal aliens, say illegal immigrants, or say undocumented workers, or say this or say that. I'm going to say illegal aliens, because that's what they are. That's who they are. Let's stop trying to dress this stuff up and let's just call it the way we see it. Now, just to be straight here, I'm all for people coming to America, Andrew. I'm for it. And I don't want you to think that I'm not. I don't want anyone else to think that I'm not, but you gotta come here legally. There is a process for coming in. You have to come in, do the paperwork, and get in line. It's not fair to those other people who have been here for quite some time, trying to get their paperwork together, working with attorneys, paying money. And then you're gonna let someone cross the border from Mexico to be held in a detention center, fed like a king, their kids giving all types of freebies and education, and then they're going to move at the head of the line against ahead of you? It's not right. It's not fair. I don't like that. I don't want that. So if you want to come here legally, do it. I mean, those numbers that you gave, Andrew, are just stunning. Can you repeat those numbers again? I don't think people are aware of this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a crisis at the border, and Kamala Harris, our vice president, who has been put in charge, has done absolutely nothing to nullify the crisis at the border. I mean, that video of them little girls being dropped over the wall, that's heartbreaking.
Right.
We know what was working, and that was the new wall and Trump's immigration policies, and Biden is too stubborn to stick with it. The first thing he did was tell all the illegal aliens, hey, you're going to come here, you're going to get free health care, you're going to get free everything, food stamps, just a big drain on the economy. And then told them all that we're not going to finish the wall. There's a free ride to come over here. And the Biden administration's immigration policy has just been an absolute disaster thus far.
Well, he said it during the election, during the primaries. He said, hey, you all could come here. I think you should come here. We're going to stop the wall. So they've stopped building the wall. So you have all these people coming here, dropping their kids off. They have the 6-year-olds that are coming. Like you said, the story about the lords or whoever they were, drug lords, dropping kids over the fence. It's like, are you serious? Where are their parents? Now, I don't mean to be mean, but if I were in control and I had this influx of people, an insurrection at the border, you know what I would do? I would say, stop, go back. You're not coming here. Some would say, oh, well, you're being mean and rude. No, I'm following the law. And Congress, Republicans need to stand up and say, wait, we know what the Constitution says. We know about people coming here and being born here. We know that once you come over, we have to let you stay here. But we're going to make an amendment to the Constitution. We want to make certain that people understand what this means. Okay, times have changed. And as time changes, we need to make certain that the laws are changing with it. You have too many people taking advantage of our system, of our laws. If I just step foot on the ground, on the soil of America, they have to keep me there. They can't send me back. Wrong answer. We need an amendment to the law that says if you step foot illegally, we're going to send you back. We don't need you here. We can't take care of you. And if you're pregnant and if you have a kid here, that kid is not an American. It's not an American. No way. Uh-uh. Because we see what you're doing. This is happening deliberately. Now, there are certain circumstances whereby the kid might come, or a person might come who's pregnant, who's coming legally. But if you're just coming across the border just to have the baby because you want the baby to become an American, no, thank you. It doesn't work that way. Times have changed. Republicans, where are you? You need to look at that law and change it. People need to know that America isn't the dumping ground for kids, for individuals just to come here and breach our borders, an insurrection, that is a legitimate insurrection. Makes absolutely no sense. And again, Andrew, the numbers that you recited at the top of the hour, powerful. You should let our listeners hear those numbers again because I don't think people are listening. This is not a free for all. You just can't come through and say, oh, I'm coming in. Oh, and by the way, you want me to show up on this court date? Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to get lost in the system and not show up. Typical liberalism, typical Democrats. This is what they want. And why? Because they want to change the election. They want to change the output. They want to change the way the system is created so that they could have Democrat rule forever. And as we see with the blue states, when that happened, crap hits the fan. Look at the blue states that are suffering right now. Kids can't go to school, but yet still, you can educate the kids that are coming across the border. They have teachers in San Diego volunteering to teach those kids. Those kids, that I might add, have not been tested for the virus. China virus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, is still a virus. They haven't been tested. But yet still, you want them to come here? I don't think so. And you don't want to go to school and teach our kids, our American kids, and I'm paying your salary with my taxpayer dollars, but you're telling me you can't do it, so I have to teach my kid at home? Well, if that's the case, where's my paycheck? Where's my teacher's paycheck? Now, I'm sure some are saying, oh, that's so cruel. You're being so mean. No, what's mean is not allowing my kid to go to school. What's being mean is that the teachers are saying, oh, we'll teach their kids, the kids that are coming across the border, because they need an education. But as far as your kid, oh, let the government take care of that. You guys figure that out. I don't think so. It has to change. Simple as that.
Yeah, it surely does, Rob. And the hypocrisy of the media is something that we can focus on a lot tonight. We talk a lot about the culture on this show and how the media covers things very dishonestly. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had two lunatics who were Muslim have attacked Americans, but the dishonest media is not covering it the same way that we've seen the January 6th insurrection, as they call it, covered. What do you make of the dishonest media and how they have covered these attacks the past couple of weeks once they found out that they were not white supremacists like they came out and said they were originally?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. I didn't hear about those, the Muslim, the guy who's a follower of the Nation of Islam in DC, or the guy in Colorado. That just went right over my head. You know, I didn't know that they were, one guy was a Muslim from Syria, and the other guy was a black guy who followed the Nation of Islam, who held Farrakhan in such high esteem. I didn't hear about that, but you know what I did hear about? I heard about the guy in Atlanta, Georgia, who was a white guy. And they say, oh, he was a Trump supporter, so Trump calls this. Are you serious? Well, I didn't hear a lot about the other guys, because once the media found out that it wasn't the typical white guy who was the bad guy, they decided to squash the story. They decided, okay, nothing to see here. We don't need an expose on them because they're not the white man. It's the black man and the Muslim man. And don't talk about them. Again, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy at the border, hypocrisy in Colorado, hypocrisy in DC. When does a hypocrisy stop? It never stops. It never stops. I had friends contacting me saying, an attack in DC was probably a Trump supporter. Once they found out that it wasn't, I didn't hear from them anymore. They were quiet. And I'm like, wait, come back here. You guys were saying that it was Trump supporter. You do know that it was a black guy. You do know that he was like a member of the Nation of Islam. And then someone said, oh yeah, but he had a mental problem. Okay, the guy in Atlanta had a mental problem also, but you guys didn't excuse him. He was all over the news. But when it was a black guy or a Muslim, don't talk about it. Oh, I don't think so. We're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna be loud about it because we don't want you to forget. Again, crime has no race, creed, ethnic group, or color. The perpetrator, the same thing. Crime is crime and hate is hate. If you're going to call out one, you need to call out the other. That is the problem with democracy, the way the Democrats see it. They don't want to call it out the way it really is. They want to sugarcoat it. And only when the person fits their description of a bad guy, and that bad guy has to be white, of course, that's when they'll talk about it. But if it's anything else, no, let's not talk about it. That's what they say. And that's the reason why it keeps happening. Look at the Asian attacks that are taking place around the country. Who is a perpetrator? Sad to say, black guy. New York City, nonstop. Now, I think that the issue is more than people saying, well, it's the China virus. No, it's not that, it's more than that. You know, and allow me just to elaborate just a little bit on it. When you go to these black neighborhoods, you see Asian establishments, Asian restaurants, Chinese restaurants, Indian restaurants. These groups have not gotten along for quite some time. There's always been hostility there. So the violence against the Asian community taken place way before COVID-19. I think that now we hear a lot about it because the left, again, is trying to link that to President Trump, as opposed to just addressing the real issue. There is an issue between blacks and Asians in the black community. Let's just address it. We need for black leaders to come out. We need for Asian leaders to come out and say, hey, we have a problem. It's more than just COVID-19 or the China virus. It's a problem within the community that needs to be addressed. And it needs to be addressed now. Stop sugarcoating it. Stop trying to link it to something else and just call it the way it is. But of course, the Democrats, don't want to do that. They like to hide, obfuscate, and connect it to something else. And then what happens? It festers, and then it grows. And then it becomes completely out of control. And then what would they say? Racism. Oh, we got some racism here. Oh, come step right up. We've got racism. Give me a break. It's time you guys start to wake up and understand what's actually happening here. Wake up.
Yeah, then you have the Democrats who's always got solutions. They think that just taking the guns away from the law-abiding citizens is the route to go, instead of just realizing that maybe people being locked up for the last 12 months, not being able to do anything, is why we are seeing such a rise in all these terrorist acts all across our country. We've been saying for a long time that these lockdowns were going to have effects. People are going to go crazy being locked in their house. And I feel like we're seeing that all across America, in Joe Biden's America.
Yeah, definitely Joe Biden's America. And you're definitely seeing this. And if they had it their way, they had their druthers, we would be locked down indefinitely. They don't want us to come outside. I mean, you look at what they were saying with the mask. Once we get the vaccine, you can take the mask off. Now they want you to wear 2 and 3 different masks. Even with the vaccine, you should still stay at home. Now they're saying, oh, well, maybe you can travel. Maybe you can do this. But if you do it, we need to make certain that you have your passport, that you took the vaccine. Are you serious? You want me to get a passport that I took a vaccine, but when it's time to vote, oh, we can't get voter ID. I mean, all of this just like ties in so perfectly. And why people can't see it is see the lies that are being told. But you know what, Andrew? We're going to make certain that people know about it. Because on this new network, America Out Loud Radio, we're going to talk about it, we're going to analyze it, and we're going to make certain that people see the lies that are being told day in and day out by the Democrats. Now, granted, the Republicans aren't like some little saints, because in my opinion, they could be doing a whole lot more out there than the Democrats. But we're going to make certain that we analyze it, and we're going to bring guests on that's going to talk about it. We're going to bring guests that are experts in their fields that are going to talk about it, because it needs to be talked about. People need to be made aware that the Democrats are constantly selling them stuff that divides the country. Divide and conquer. That's their strategy. And then when it's all said and done, you got a pile of horse manure that stinks up to kingdom come. And then it's like, okay, now go solve it. After you messed it up, you want me to go solve it? When we could have very easily cleaned it up before it took place? Are you serious? But this is who these guys are. And we've been talking about this on our other platform. And people need to wake up, and they need to see it for what it is. It's a bunch of bull that they're putting out there and that they're trying to sell. And unfortunately, you know what? People are buying it by the truckloads. So man, does it stink. Wow.
Yeah, well said there, Rob. And these Democrats, they have so many dirty tactics and this cancel culture that they consistently use to shut down opposing viewpoints. It's just dirty. What we are seeing right now in Georgia is a disgrace. Conservatives have to start fighting back, because we're just getting killed by this cancel culture. Half the country has lost faith that our elections are fair. And here we have Georgia actually trying to restore confidence in its elections. And the far left cancel culture is in full effect, pulling the Major League Baseball All-Star game from Atlanta next year, saying nothing about the 2022 Beijing Olympics, is a perfect example of the hypocrisy of the left. I'm a big baseball fan, but this cannot be allowed to stand. It's just another example of the left.
Right. And Andrew, it makes absolutely no sense. I mean, and you even had Joe Biden coming out lying about it. And then you have the Washington Post, liberal Washington Post, giving him like Pinocchio's that he was lying. And if anyone were to read what Georgia is doing with their new voter registration, the election more so, if you were to look at it and to understand what they're talking about, it had nothing to do with, well, you know, they can't give people water and we want them to drink water. Well, for one, drink your water at home. Okay. Number two, eat your supper before you go in the line. Eat supper, eat lunch, eat breakfast, whatever you have to do. I just want to, you know, look at this. The Washington Post, President Biden. In reality, Election Day hours were not changed and the opportunities to cast a ballot in the early voting were expanded. The law made a modest change, replacing a vague phrase, normal business hour, Joe Biden, presumed to be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., to a more specific of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. time period. Some rural county election offices worked only part-time during the week, not a full eight-hour day. So the shift to more specific times make it clear they must be open every weekday for at least 8 hours. That's the minimum. So, Joe, what are you talking about? And now you want the baseball league to go and boycott. We're going to remove the All-Star games. We're going to remove All-Star games. We're going to remove it. Move it somewhere else. Where? To New York? That's what Chuck Schumer is saying. Well, Chuckie Schumer. New York has even tighter voting restrictions. So what are you guys doing? And not only that, Joe, you're saying to boycott Georgia? Well, Stacey Abrams doesn't agree with you, and neither does John Ossoff. So what are you talking about, Joe? And just to add more on to it, so you want them to harm Black businesses by boycotting Georgia, Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola? What are you trying to do to Black businesses? Or does it not matter because you feel that it will affect Black men that woke up and didn't vote for Joe Biden in large numbers that they thought they voted for Donald Trump? So Joe, explain to me, are you doing this because if you don't vote for Joe, you're not Black? As you told Charlemagne the God? Explain it, Joe. What are you doing? Trying to harm the Black community? Simply because you're saying, hey, we want to clarify, we want to make clear what the voting rights are? And then speaking of voting, along those same lines, you have Nancy Pelosi and company. They want to change up the voting process. They want to give it to the federal government, remove it from the states. We're going to control it up here so that if we have more Democrats than Republicans, we can do whatever we want to do. And we can say that it's legal. Now, how do you like that, trying to, again, suppress the Black vote? And then you say that Republicans try to suppress the Black vote? I mean, folks, you got to look at this. You really got to look at it, because what these people are doing is very dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. They are trying to manipulate the voting process to make it more difficult for Blacks to vote, brown people to vote, and white people to vote, unless you're voting the way they want you to vote. So just stepping back a little bit, going back to something that Andrew had said regarding these, you know, new laws in Georgia, one thing that I definitely want to touch on is, I had started off saying, giving people water. Okay, here's the deal. If you are a poll person who's there canvassing for, let's say, a particular candidate, you can't go and give me water if I'm standing in line, or give me food. But let's say there's someone in the inside, they say, oh, this person's about to pass out, give them something to drink. They can do it, and rightfully so. Why would I want someone who's supporting another candidate to bring food and water to someone who's in line to vote? Because that could be perceived as if though that person is exchanging a gift for the vote. I'll give you food, I'll give you water if you vote for my candidate. And if you don't do it, I'm going to let you die. I'm going to let you starve. And I'm going to let you say, hey, I'm thirsty. So you see what I'm talking about, folks? But see, the Democrats aren't telling you that. They're running out once again with fake news, a false narrative, saying, oh, they don't want people to eat or drink. And as I said earlier on, eat before you go get in line. Bring you some bottled water. Okay, you should do this as opposed to waiting and getting there and then saying, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I need some water. Makes absolutely no sense, Andrew. I don't get it. I mean, whenever I go vote, I make certain that I have water if I'm going to need water. And I make certain that I have a belly full. I'm not going to go stand in line with neither, and then I started passing out.
And an ID.
We talked about that at the top of the hour. An ID. You want me to have an ID to show that I got the vaccine, but when it comes to voting, you can't, and you're making Black people get voting ID, and that's wrong, and that's discrimination, that's racism. Okay, let's look at it this way. Let's really analyze this. 2021, people that were born, let's say, in 1930 or something, they're probably turning 90 now. So back in the 80s, they would have had an ID. All those individuals have retired, got an ID to get their social security check, to get their driver's license, to open up a bank account, or what have you. So how is it that they can't get an ID to vote? Many of them have bank accounts. Why now can they not get an ID to vote? I don't get it. I mean, it makes it seem as if no Black people are stupid, that they can't get an ID. I just don't get it. Why can't they get an ID? Oh, Black people, they're too dumb. They can't get an ID. And no, and you know, we got to work with them, and we don't want the ID. Makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever.
Yeah, and it'll be really interesting to see if the liberal media or the Democrat Party has a problem with the 2022 Beijing Olympics in communist China, who commits human rights violations that are beyond the pale of anything that we see here compared to asking people to have an ID to vote. It's just totally ludicrous what the Democrats are doing in Georgia. Thank you so much for listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud Radio Network.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Randy Sutton, the host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement. I am a 34-year police veteran. I am also the founder and CEO of an organization that stands behind injured and disabled law enforcement officers. It is called The Wounded Blue. Our website is thewoundedblue.org. We have produced a film. It is an important film. I urge you to watch it. The film details what happens when a police officer or law enforcement officer is shot or stabbed or beaten or disabled, seriously injured in the line of duty. Most people think they are taken care of medically and financially. The reality may be quite different. It is called The Wounded Blue, Service, Sacrifice, Betrayed. The film is available on Amazon, iTunes, and the Microsoft Store.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? Now, you were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list, and they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
A couple interesting stories, Rob. We've got Matt Gaetz, who is in the news a lot today, and he came on Tucker Carlson and did not do a good job accounting for himself. This entire situation with Matt Gaetz makes no sense. He did not do himself any favors when he went on Tucker and did that interview. It reminded me of the Roy Moore interview when he went on Sean Hannity, and a lot of people were giving him the benefit of the doubt before that. And then all of a sudden, after he went on Hannity, even a lot of conservatives were questioning Roy Moore. He did not do a good job convincing that he was innocent, and neither did Matt Gaetz. Gaetz has some work to do to get out of this PR nightmare. What have you made of this, Rob?
You know, I was looking at Matt Gaetz, and I hope I like Matt Gaetz, and I hope that he has not done that. He's been upright and hasn't done anything to destroy his career. He was an up and coming Republican conservative. And for one, there's nothing wrong if he paid a woman to have sex with him or, you know, gave her gifts or whatnot. But if he involved a 17-year-old, and if it wasn't the age of consent, whatever state he was in, then he's in trouble. I hope that's not the case. Now, he claims that there are tapes, and release the tapes. He claims that, you know, the FBI, it's just a whole sordid mess. And you don't know who to believe, because we do know that our Department of Justice can be shady. And I hear people saying, well, this is not Biden's Department of Justice. It's the person who did this is under President Trump. Well, yeah, fooey to all of that. Because Christopher Wray, President Trump picked him to be the FBI director. And look, he has been a miserable loser, failure. Okay, he picked, what's the other guy's name? Bill Barr. Bill Barr was a colossal waste of time. To a degree, he did do some good things. So I don't know who to believe in this situation. I want to believe Matt Gaetz is on the up and up. But I just don't know about this guy. I don't know if he's being forthcoming. And if he's not, shame on him. Because you see, all this stuff is taking place, and then you're still out there being loosey and goosey? Come on! Like I said, Republicans aren't without faults. But by gosh, this is 2021. Men, come on. When one person gets caught, you need to make sure that your stuff is legit. When this stuff came out with Andrew Cuomo, if I were out there doing something that I shouldn't have been doing, I would have said, let me make certain that my stuff is legit, as opposed to hanging out there foul and wild and still trying to do the nasty or do whatever else. Again, Matt Gaetz is innocent until proven guilty, but come on, dude, what is this? We need a few good men out there who are going to stand up and do what they need to do and do it right. I'm sick and tired of these people getting caught with their tallywhacker and a crack. Come on. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Rob, but when I first heard this Matt Gaetz story, I said, oh, this has got to be a liberal hit job. And then this guy went on Tucker Carlson, and he totally exposed himself and flubbed all over his words. Now I don't know what to make of the story. I mean, that interview was a complete disaster. It's definitely an example of sometimes you should just keep your mouth shut before you run things over with your PR guy. Right. And now he's even in the middle of a defamation lawsuit because of that interview.
I mean, why did he even go on? Who came up with the idea? And Tucker, to his credit, he was like, wow, that was weird. I mean, love or hate Tucker, he does come straight down the line. I mean, he said a couple of things that really just like, dude, come on, you're supposed to be on our side. But I have to realize he is a talk show host, you know, and he does have a journalism background, and that's his approach. He just calls it the way he sees it. And Matt Gaetz, like you said, sometimes you got to just keep your mouth shut. I know he was saying, well, my dad did this and my dad that, but can you produce? Do you have the evidence to put out there? But I got to say this, to his credit, I'm really disappointed in the Republicans, like Kevin McCarthy. Well, if this is true, he's going to have to step down from his committee. Oh, if it's true, he has to step down. What about Eric Swalwell? You see what I'm talking about? We don't stand together. You shouldn't even throw that out there. Stop trying to take the moral high ground, because they never will do it. They being the Democrats. They know that's what you guys would do. They know that you guys are afraid. And that you're, oh, well, if he's this and he's that, well, he's going to have to lose his leadership position, and we're going to pull him out of this committee, and we're going to do that. They did the same thing to Marjorie Taylor Greene, as opposed to standing behind her. Well, she's going to have to step down, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Meanwhile, the Democrats are getting away with god darn murder. Stand together. Stop trying to take the moral high ground. It doesn't count. The Democrats are playing a different game. Wake up and realize it. They're playing a completely different game. Eric Swalwell is still in his committee. Ilhan Omar, she's still on hers after lying and saying vicious things. AOC, she's still on her committee after lies and saying all number of crazy things. Even her accounting, since she's been there on the Hill, is messed up, as well as Ilhan Omar. Who's calling them out? What Republicans are calling them out? None. You're quiet. You're deaf. You're afraid. You're weak. We need strong people out there in these positions. As simple as that. I'm tired of these weak Republicans. If Gates is guilty, okay, let it bear out during the investigation. But to throw him over now at this point, this critical point, and you don't know yay or nay, shame on you. Come on, folks, get it together. We have to stand together or we'll fall down. Makes absolutely no sense. It's really sad. I'm just calling it the way I see it, Andrew.
Yeah, well said, Rob. This Matt Gaetz reminds me a little bit of this Hunter Biden situation and just the opposite way that the media is treating that. If this book was really a tell-all, it would be grounds to put Hunter and his dad in jail, most likely. All we will see from the media is spin and what cannot be denied and more money in the Biden's pocket. This book tour that he is going on is an absolute disgrace. The guy admitted to having an affair with his brother, his dead brother's wife. It's just total sick stuff. And to see how the media has been treating it, it's just a disaster.
You know, I was looking at some of the excerpts from the liberal media as well as conservative media on Hunter Biden. And I got to say, it does not look good at all. It looks really sad. It's unfortunate. Like and I don't think he actually wrote the book himself. From looking at it, I think that someone with a literary background added a lot of little pieces in it. Because it was too, I don't know, the wording was too poetic, so to speak, that we were both tragic people drawn together and we were both damaged. I'm thinking, do you actually think Hunter put that down pen to paper? Ain't no way he did that, please. Give me a break. I mean, and I will say this. I mean, the whole lured story is really pathetic. And we tried to keep our romance a secret from the family, but we were unable to, and she was damaged, and you know, she was looking for something, I was looking for something, and then we met up together. We read like something like a Gone with the Winds type piece. Stop. Okay, Hunter, stop. Okay, just stop. This is ridiculous. And a lot of people knew about this. They knew that he was under investigation, and they tried to hide it. He knew about it. And what did the New York Times and the Washington Post do? Gave him cover. What did Twitter do? Twitter came out and said, oh, this is Russia disinformation. Even Hunter was saying, this is Russia disinformation. It could be my laptop. It might not be my laptop, but it could be Russia disinformation. A real reporter would have said, Hunter, stop. You've been hearing that word in the news cycle, and it's just not true. Stop. You need to stop and come clean. Is it your laptop? Are the pictures your pictures? Did you collude with China? Did you collude with Ukraine? Yes or no? That's when you ask an opening end question, yes or no? Well, nope. Answer the question, Hunter. But you got all these people out there that are dancing around it, giving him all this wiggle room. And let me say this, Andrew, if that book becomes a number one bestseller, I think the only people who would have bought it was probably the publishing company or some rich liberal who wants to make it seem as if though Hunter is a bestseller. Give me a break. You don't have to even read that garbage. Having an affair with his brother is his dead brother's wife because they wanted to bring him back. They felt that if we came to bed together, we're bringing him back. Are you serious? Who writes this kind of nonsense? How are you going to bring back a dead man by banging his wife?
Sick.
I mean, completely sick. And then I heard before this all came out that they even went to Joe and wanted Joe to give them his blessing so that people would say, oh, okay, it's okay. No, it's not okay. The woman was in need. She lost her husband, the love of her life, I think. And Hunter even admitted that when the brother was alive, he and the woman he was banging had nothing in common. Absolutely nothing in common. So now, all at once, oh, we're going to meet together and we're going to make love and we're going to bring back Bo. Absolutely pathetic and sick. And Joe, shame on you. And just speaking of the Biden family, I saw a picture the other day, and I'm sure we'll see more, of Jill in fishnet pantyhose. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm going to say, because I think she's 60, all 68. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the hot grandma, okay, looking, you know, her best. But Jill, you can't pull that look off. Stop, girlfriend. Just stop. Okay, stop it. Please stop it. Just try to help Joe get up the stairs the way he should. But that's all I'll say.
Yeah, I haven't seen any headlines from the liberal media about him selling access to his dad while he was all coked up to Ukraine and China. This guy was in this kind of mind frame, and they expect us to think that he wouldn't do anything illegal over in Ukraine or China. Give me a break. This all but proves that he is guilty to me.
Absolutely guilty. And you won't hear the headlines about any of this because they want to give him cover. I mean, I'm surprised that he's even coming out with a book about this sordid mess. What is he possibly going to say? He's trying to redeem himself? I just don't get it. To be honest with you, I don't understand anyone at the age of 50 who's doing an autobiography or biography about themselves. I don't get it. They have nothing to say. But everyone wants to do a book. I want to tell you how I did it. I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that. Who cares? I don't care. And when I hear that these movies, these books are bestsellers, I'm like, who bought them? Seriously, who bought them? What knucklehead felt that I need further insight into their life, so I had to buy the book and I want, no, there's nothing they can tell you. So when I hear that these books are number one bestsellers, I'm always thinking, okay, there was some rich person that's decided to buy up a whole bunch of them. They're in the bedroom somewhere. They'll probably burn them up later on just to make it seem as if they'll or appear that the book is a bestseller. So I'm sure Amazon would say it's a bestseller or the New York Times. But hogwash. I don't think it's a bestseller. Look at Hillary Clinton's book. Where's Barack Obama's tome that everyone said was a bestseller? I don't think so. And I do. I know I say that a lot. I don't think so because I don't think so. I think these people are lying to us. Okay, they're lying. Andrew, they're lying. That's it. They are lying. Flat out lying.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Rob. And just to move along, we've seen this George Floyd trial in the news a lot the past couple of weeks. We don't really know what's going to happen, but as of yet, it is not looking good for Officer Chauvin from what I have seen. I personally haven't watched a lot of this trial. It's been on TV a lot, but I know that it'll be covered in detail and highlights and stuff. So I've just been relying on that. But it seems like that everything so far is against Officer Chauvin is being magnified. I think the officer side will have a much different story to tell. And I just really hope we get a fair jury in this case because there's a lot to it. If you look at George Floyd's toxicology, there's no doubt he had lethal levels of fentanyl in his system. Some people think that maybe he even swallowed fentanyl as he was being apprehended, and that's why he overdosed when he did.
Yeah, you know, I've listened to this story and, you know, wondered it, pondered it. We talked about this when it first happened here on Robin Andrew After Dark. And I got to say, what happened to George Floyd, the knee on the neck, which is the same knee that the Democrats have on the neck of conservatives, the same knee that big tech has on the voice of conservatives, and the same knee that Democrats and liberals have on the neck of the black man as a whole, trying to hold them down unless they agree with their policies. I gotta say that. Now, Derek Chauvin's knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. It was wrong, should not have happened. a degree of humanity should have stepped in and said, okay, take your knee off his neck. He's down. Put your knee on the back or someplace. Now, we may never know if this man died because of fentanyl, the knee on the neck, or a combination of the two. We do know that what happened should not have happened. And from looking at the video, Chauvin appeared to show no mercy. He was just cold. And that's not a good look. Yes, he was a police officer. But still, a degree of humanity. Yes, there's a possibility that George Floyd had fentanyl in his system, fentanyl that came from China. There you go again. China's at play again, doing things that they shouldn't do. China is a bad player. There's a possibility that he did swallow it. There's also a possibility that he had other drugs in his system. There's a possibility that, you know, they could not subdue him. But Derek Chauvin still deserves a fair trial. Again, what went down should not have happened. But Floyd is not a hero. And I'm trying to choose my words carefully here because I want to make certain that people understand this. He is not a hero. And he should not be put up on a pedestal to be seen as a hero, because that's wrong. And the money that the family got, $27 million. I mean, I'm sorry. To me personally, that was a bit too much. Maybe a couple of thousand, maybe a million or two, but 27 for what? So, you know, the country is just screwed up as a whole when it comes to giving out, you know, settlements. We got to slow it down. Okay, this has got to stop. And so will this guy get a fair trial? I mean, I hope he will. Things don't look good for him right now. He does deserve to do some time, but at the same time, he deserves a fair trial. And so it continues. I think the trial is going to last all of, I think they say 6 weeks or so. And the prosecutor, what they're putting on right now, what they're saying, it looks pretty damaging for Derek Chauvin. So there you have it. We will wait and see. But I will say this. Right now, in Minnesota, the George Floyd Plaza is the most dangerous place in that city. And that should not be. Where are the police? Oh, I forgot they defunded the police. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Andrew. I forgot about that. They defunded the police.
Yeah. You said it, Robin. What will the left, the radical left, do if he is not charged the way that they think he should be? with Biden's total lack of leadership, it'll be a disaster, Rob. Our cities will once again go into complete chaos, and I don't see how he could get it to stop. Do you?
What will the left do? They will burn down everything if this man gets off. They will burn it down to the ground. Okay, because they've defunded the police, and they'll probably tell the police, oh, give them room to, you know, vent out their frustration and give them. That's the problem, that we've allowed this to continue, giving people room to vent out their frustration, and they're tearing up stuff. They're tearing up stuff in Black neighborhoods. This has got to stop. It makes absolutely no sense. Accept the verdict, accept what it is, and move on. You may not like it, but just to tear up where you live? And you know, because you look at white people who've been killed, are they tearing up stuff? No, they're not tearing up stuff. Black people can obey the law just like everyone else. And something else I want to point out that we have to admit is that a lot of these people that are tearing up and that are instigators are white liberals. that have been miseducated, young white liberals that have been miseducated, the miseducation of white liberals. And they're thinking that, oh, this is going to help black people out because we're going to go out and we're going to help them tear stuff up. No, you're not. Okay. You need to be educated as to what's actually happening here. It's the miseducation of white liberals. Just like this white racist theory or critical race theory, this is a bunch of hogwash. Take it and flush it down the toilet where it belongs. We need peace. We need unity. And we've talked about this so many times on our show that if you want to have that dialogue, you got to come together and let both sides talk. It can't be me doing all the talking. It can't be you doing all the talking, them doing all the talking, or they doing all the talking. Everyone needs to sit down and say, let's take a deep breath and let's talk about this. Yes, there are some problems, but we need to talk about it. As we said earlier in the show, the problem with the blacks and the Asians, we need to come together as a nation and talk about it. And that's one of the things we are going to do on this show. We're going to talk about these issues. We're going to have those difficult conversations. Because if we had a true leader out there, and I'm not talking about Joe Biden, we would be able to have these discussions. But we can't have the discussions when you're trying to put down one to raise up another. We know about slavery. We know that that happened. We know that it was bad. We know that people suffered. But we need to move beyond it. We need to find within ourselves the mechanism and the power to sit down at the table. And some will say, well, we talk all the time. Nothing is ever done. Yeah, but one side is talking, Andrew. One side is talking, not the other side. They talk. I mean, before COVID-19, you went out on the field and you saw the people talking in these different areas, in these different towns whereby they were having all the riots in Oregon and where Breonna Taylor was killed. And you listened in and you heard these people. But they're talking at each other as opposed to sitting down and having a decent conversation. That's what has to happen. And that's what we're going to do on Robin Andrew After Dark. We're going to have the discussions. We're going to bring in the subject matter experts. We're going to bring in people who were affected by, on both sides, because we want to hear it all. We might not agree, but we're going to talk about it because we want to get to the bottom of it. And if we don't agree, we want to disagree respectfully, but still have that dialogue because that's so crucial. And Andrew, that's what you and I, that's what we've been doing, trying to have that conversation, wanting people to listen and trying to bring on conservatives, Republicans that are running for office. We want them to come here. I guess they're afraid to come here. I guess they're afraid that they're going to be put on the spot. Well, hey, you got to learn to be on the spot sometime and you got to learn how to answer the question. That's what we want. We want that dialogue. But if you don't come on, if you think, oh, well, we can't do this because we're too busy, then that dialogue can't be had. We want the dialogue. We want the conversation. That's what we're going to bring to our viewers, our listeners, and to anyone else. This is the real deal. And you're going to hear a number of topics that we discuss. And I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm ready to get down in there and I'm ready to say, hey, let's bring it forth. Let's let the people talk. Let's have the discussions. And not just with us, Andrew, we're going to have other guest hosts who are going to come on here and they're going to talk, people that we've worked with in the past. Because it's so crucial in this day and age that we have that conversation. It's so important. And I think that without it, we're lost. The country is gone. So, I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this new platform, as I've been saying, and I'm sure you are also, Andrew.
Absolutely. We're really excited about this new platform. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in to not just us, but that listens to anyone on this great platform, America Out Loud. Listen to it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, just about any audio app you can find America Out Loud. Also go to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, the huge 5-year anniversary. And Rob and I feel very lucky to be a part of it. We're excited for what's to come in the future. Thank you to everyone who joined us tonight for the show. It was a great show. It's just Rob and I. We will be back with several guests throughout the weeks. We're here Monday through Friday with After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Radio Network. Remember, stand for something or fall for nothing. Have a great night, everyone.